Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Mellow sounds with gloomy overtones, blurring the frontier between the organic and the synthetic. This is how you could describe a certain slice of Paris's contemporary musical underground, spearheaded by DIY producers and left-field labels alike. Tonight's episode of Radio Muse, produced by Radio Campus Paris, in collaboration with Planisphère, shines light where darkness lingers, namely in the music of Morphine, Didam Josh Conseven, and the duo Omer. Morphine is one of the aliases of Estelle Morfin, combining activities as an artist, radio host, DJ, label founder and journalist. She has released two EPs under the name Roman Delors, as well as the album Blinding Nights as Morphine. The first song you're about to hear is called Shapes.
They are hitting the floor. Depuis toute petite, enfin voilà, je sais pas, j'avais 400 ans, j'ai commencé à
pianoter. I've started playing the piano at around 4 or 5 years old. I then got into a music school, followed by the conservatory at the end of elementary school. My studies there were centered on classical music. I first studied the harpsichord. Rapidly, I switched from harpsichord to synthesizer, interested as I was in electronic music.
J'ai transité du clavecin au synthé. Et puis après, voilà, je suis passée par FL9, puis Ableton.
I learned working with Ableton, alone in my room, exploring by myself. I spent a lot of time tinkering and creating on my own, but also exchanging with other bedroom producers. The strong community of producers like myself taught me a lot. There are many people with good ideas, and it's nice to be able to talk about all that.
Assez forte et il y a plein de gens qui ont des super idées et voilà, c'est bien de se parler de tout ça. Je suis plutôt inspirée par tu vois, par exemple Alice Coltrane, des choses comme ça.
I'm really influenced by Alice Coltrane, her spiritual stuff with only synthesizer and voice, her Turiya Sings phase, the sacred chants.
Tout ce qu'elle a fait sur les chants sacrés avec Turiya Sings, etc. Alors j'aime beaucoup Björk.
I also really like Björk, and at the moment I'm listening to Caroline Polachek. At home, I'm listening to classical music. Sometimes when I dig new sounds, I listen to more bizarre things, and when I want to relax, it's more pop music.
Et puis quand j'ai envie de me relaxer, c'est vrai que j'écoute plus de la pop, Alors moi, je suis une fervente défenseuse de l'ambiance.
I'm an ardent advocate for ambient music. It's the return of a hype in a way, but I like it a lot, and also all these related movements like sound art. Ambient is the style with which I identify most, at least as concerns Triselectif, the show I host on Rins France.
En tout cas pour cette émission Triselectif sur Rins que j'anime. Et aussi il y a des ponts toujours entre l'ambiance.
And also there's bridges between ambient, experimental and other styles. Today, ambient has gone from the one track you put at the end of the record to extend its runtime to a scene with a whole new generation of producers.
Enfin voilà, il y a vraiment des producteurs ambiance. Il y a beaucoup, il y a une jeune génération ambiante, même calme, oui, mais parfois.
It's often calm, yes, but sometimes it gets into noisier territory, dark ambient stuff.
Dire dark ambiante. C'est vrai que voilà,
the fact that it often doesn't have rhythm blurs the influences, so you end up with a conglomerate of styles in a way.
Les influences sont moins évidentes, mais justement ça permet d'avoir un conglomérat de plein de styles en fait quelque part.
Thank you.
J'ai un petit peu toujours commencé les morceaux de la même façon. C'est, je fais une petite mélodie au piano et puis.
I have always started working on new tracks the same way. First, I found a melody on piano. Then, very quickly, I add the voice.
Après avoir créé la mélodie au chant.
Generally, I write the text after having found the vocal melody, so sometimes I have trouble finding the right words to fit the rhythm.
Ouais, c'est vrai que je fonctionnais assez comme ça. On n'y pense pas assez, mais maintenant j'y penserai plus, mais quand j'ai composé mon...
A thing I am more aware of now than before is that while composing, I didn't think of how it would translate in a live setting. I had some problems adapting my songs because the studio work is really different from the concert work. I don't use the same material for my voice, for example.
En fait, j'avais même pas la même pédale que j'ai sur scène pour faire les voix. Et donc voilà, j'ai pris mon push pour.
In a live setting, I use my push controller a lot, so I don't have to handle my laptop that much. The knobs and faders make things more fluid.
Les potards qui contrôlent la session à Ableton. C'est aussi intéressant de repenser son album pour le live.
It's really interesting to rethink your compositions and material for a live set. I think maybe for the next songs I will start with a live setup before translating it into a studio album. I feel it's more natural like this, actually.
Peut-être plus naturel, en fait. Vu que je suis toute seule, je trouve que c'est un petit peu difficile de tout gérer.
Because I'm alone on stage, I find it difficult to control everything and still improvise. There is a bit of improvisation with my voice, and I can do some funky things with the piano. Those are the only things I sometimes play with, and it's not 100% improvised either. Maybe it's because I don't have any education in jazz, so I'm less at ease with improvising.
Voilà, c'est parce que j'ai pas eu de formation de jazz, je suis peut-être moins à l'aise. Le problème c'est que mon album il est très écrit de base et.
The other problem is that my first album was very written, so I felt improvising live wasn't in keeping with the album's nature.
Beaucoup d'impro. J'ai rejoint un groupe qui s'appelle Female Pressure qui fait aussi qui œuvre en tout cas pour les femmes dans la musique.
I joined a group called Female Pressure, a network of women in music which is in itself already really important. They also publish an annual survey about gender equality in the music industry that helps showing where we're at.
Par exemple dans telle salle de concert où on en est. Ça voilà, c'est un petit c'est histoire de faire le point.
It's part of a greater wave of initiatives like Connect Her, created by Annabella, that shows that things are moving forward. It seems to me that nowadays festivals that don't have a 50% female lineup are frowned upon. Personally, I'm sensitive to that. If a lineup is 50-50 female and male artists, I'm more interested in attending this festival. And I hope the same is true for other people.
Une programmation est 50-50 hommes-femmes, ça me donne envie d'y aller. Et j'espère que tout le monde aussi. Je pense que oui, il y a quand même plus d'hommes, c'est un fait. Il y a des femmes, elles sont là.
Yes, there are still more men in the music industry, that's a fact. The women exist, though. You simply have to listen to them to discover who they are. It's good that there are more and more of us because it's important to feel represented as a female producer. The evolution is positive, but we have to continue doing what we're doing and to not let go.
En fait, je pense que l'évolution est positive. Il faut juste continuer à faire toutes les actions qui sont dans ce sens. Et voilà, il faut rien lâcher.
Thank you.
Didem Gjorgunseven is a composer, sound designer, and musician from Istanbul who studied composition at the University of California in Berkeley. Now based in Paris, she studies composition and computer music at IRCAM while creating works as influenced by modal jazz than it is by contemporary ambient music.
If I go back at the very beginning, I was studying fine arts, and then I was attending the basic design course. And then there was this assignment, actually, that I have to use sound for narration. And then I decided to quit fine arts and study music composition. It's actually how it all started. After studying in Istanbul, fine arts, philosophy, and music composition, actually, and I worked there for a while after graduation, and then I moved to California to have my PhD in music composition. And then there's this course for electronic music at IRCAM, and then I applied for it, and then I got accepted, and then I moved to Paris in the middle of the pandemic, actually. Actually, before moving to California, I was mostly into writing for acoustic instruments in a conventional way. So some institutions, they were commissioning me pieces, and then I was writing and handing the score, you know, parts and everything. And I was very into electronics before, when I was living in Istanbul. But moving to California kind of accelerated this process in my life. Like, I kind of dived into electronics more when I moved to California and started to have my PhD in music composition at UC Berkeley. Actually, it affected my musical journey in a different way in terms of discovering different instruments or discovering different things in terms of music and technology, because I was part of a community at CINMAT, Center for New Music and Audio Technologies. It's a very old Center for New Music and Audio Technologies, specifically for electronic music and composition. And thanks to the department and the facilities, I was able to reach to different synthesizers, different types of techniques for composition. So I think it kind of allowed me to freely discover what I would like to do, because, you know, you can spend all day and night in the studio, you are free to whatever you would like to do. I think that was the most important impact for me, like being completely mobile and free in the studio, however I would like to do, which way I would like to do. And also UC Berkeley has a very deep connection in terms of the, let's say, birth of synthesizers, like Don Buchla, like all the Californian style, everything. Actually, I still compose for instruments as long as I receive some commissions and I have projects to do. But I think I forgot about mentioning some very important thing for me. Years ago, I was taking jazz guitar lessons, actually, like years ago, even before I was introduced into electronics or, you know, contemporary classical composition. And I also took two very important classes I think has a huge impact on me: writing for percussion and the jazz theory. Some modal jazz tunes I'm very into, and I almost kind of all the time using in my compositions, kind of benefit from it. And also combining with, let's say, experimental electronics, but I don't know how to call it. Kind of all the devices and instruments I am using while composing or performing are the familiar ones to all of us, I guess. Yeah, all of them kind of familiar devices and instruments I'm using. Maybe magic kind of happens also in the sound design, because I design the sounds during the compositional process. So all the, let's say, effects and everything going on in the electronics, of course, designed in a specific, specific way. So maybe that's the unfamiliar. Maybe I can talk about a little bit for the specific set. For me, magic, I think, kind of happens in Prophet 5. and also, I designed some specific sound for Nord. And a lot going on in the effects, like some tremolo effect going on and some glitchy things going on. And all designed in Ableton Live.
So the first time you found yourself in front of an instrument or a device that you had no idea how to use, how did you approach that so as to make music?
Oh, it was a very painful process for me in the past, because I was super afraid to break something. And then I slowly started to, have courage, you see, and spend hours and hours. Oh, okay, we plug this here. Oh, okay, we triggered this. And I think friends are super important in this, let's say, in this process. Having friends eager about discussing things with you, if you are very curious about, what would you like to do in your music. And also not taking too seriously. Do something, try something, start with this chord, start with this melody, let's see what's going to happen. Yeah, and go read the manual and check the tutorial.
Omer is the duo of Tristan Hamelin-Foulon and Jason Bansillon. On their first album Polyphon, they translate birdsong into a score, put a piano through autotune, and experiment with musical traditions ranging from Erik Satie to German industrial pioneers Einstürzende Neubauten. Thank you.
concept de Polyphon et de ce qu'on a voulu faire avec Homer, c'était de
The whole concept of Polyphon and of what you try to do with Homer is to imitate composers, to take what they were doing and reproduce it in a way that fits us, so as to come up with the songs that we like. Why Homer? It's the same idea of simulating, of recreating works in the style of authors and composers. And who better than Homer, the Greek poet, to tell a story? Our story is this. At first, the album Polyphon had the title RIP, as in to rip a CD, to illegally copy its contents onto a PC. We wanted to rip composers in a way, much like they copied earlier composers' ideas and so on. We wanted to tell our own stories through this mechanism. I think it was me who came up with this idea, and because I don't like names written with letters you don't hear, or that you have difficulty spelling, I thought, why not make it simple and call it Homer, O-M-E-R? Because in French you don't pronounce the H anyway. I also thought we would be easier to find on the internet, which turned out to be an error, but yeah, that is why we're called Homer.
C'est un peu une erreur parce qu'il y a des Homer, il y en a beaucoup sur les réseaux, mais voilà.
comment on compose? Là, on a travaillé sur deux façons de faire. Une première, c'était Jason qui venait avec des thèmes qu'il avait écrit.
How do we create? On this album, we worked in two different ways. The first one was Jason bringing in themes he wrote on the piano. The second was me working with spontaneous playing of music. I did not want to program sequences from a synthesizer, but to write music on a piano roll. A piano roll is a kind of like sheet music written in MIDI, in software that you use for what is called computer music, music composed with the help of digital audio software. The piano roll enables you to write music for piano in a way to indicate certain specifications like velocity, pitch, and so on. But I didn't want to program or write music, I wanted to have the feel of it like a musician playing his instrument, like Jason does when he plays the piano. I wanted to turn knobs and activate things, which is significant because I work with modular synthesizers that don't have this feeling. So I kind of improvised and then sent it to Jason, who in turn sent me his improvisations around the themes he wrote for the piano. I'm not a good instrumentalist. I never had it in me. I don't have this feeling. It's a complicated issue. And it's something I sought for years, to have an instrument that I can feel and play with, especially live. I tried turntables, MIDI controllers, objects that I amplified. Anyway, at one point I discovered synthesizers, and more specifically modular synthesizers, and the possibilities of creating an instrument, of working with muscle memory, have filled this void that I had around the sensation of playing. And that's why I fought for this process of playing together by ricochet, instead of writing sequences, when we started working on this album, Polyphon.
Et c'est pour ça que j'ai défendu très très fort le fait de vouloir faire des passes de jeu et non pas des séquences quand on a commencé à travailler sur l'album Polyphon.
Thank you.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Morphine is one of the aliases of Estelle Morfin, combining activities as an artist, radio host, DJ, label founder, and journalist. She has released two EPs under the name Romain Delors, as well as the album Blinding Nights as Morphine. The song you're about to hear is called Shapes.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.